Hi, I'm Cheryl Waters from KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle and at kexp.org. Today's Music That Matters podcast starts with a KEXP fave from last year's album Heal. It's Strand of Oaks, the song called Plymouth.
I move like shadow. folded paper hands, a cat on shifting sands.
Go!
Gang of Four have a new vocalist and a new album. It's called What Happens Next, and you just heard the song Broken Talk. That features Allison Mosshart of The Kills and The Dead Weather. And Courtney Barnett with a new song called Pedestrian at Best. I haven't met anyone who doesn't love Courtney Barnett. We were all enchanted with her double EP, A Sea of Split Peas, and the Australian Sweetheart's full-length debut, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, comes out on March 24th. And again, you just heard Pedestrian at Best, and that's on the new album coming out March 24th, and you can tune in that day to KEXP to hear a four-song set of new tunes from Courtney recorded in the KEXP studios. Deerhoof, the always playful art pop band from San Francisco, celebrated 20 years together recently. You just heard Paradise Girls from their latest album, La Isla Bonita. And Nick Zamuto, formerly of The Books, from his album Anchor under the name Zamuto, you heard Great Equator. And Strand of Oaks kicking it off with a heartfelt tune called Plymouth from the equally emotional album Heal, full of gorgeous tunes. And that was a KEXP listener and DJ favorite of 2014. I'm Cheryl Waters. Thanks so much for listening to the Music That Matters podcast. Up next, it's Seattle band Chastity Belt with the title track from their upcoming new album, Time to Go Home.
Thank you. crush my chest with your heat, and you can take all of me. Why did they not say there's only love? Why did they not say there's only love? And love is all there is. Why did they not say there's only love? And love is all there is.
Yeah.
Uber-talented British singer-songwriter Laura Marling. She's been recording since the age of 17. That is Short Movie from her brand new album of the same name, which comes out on March 24th. You also heard Elvis Perkins in there, another gorgeous album, I Obeyed, and that song called Hogus Pogus. Duke Garwood with those soulful, soulful vocals. That song called Heavy Love from the album of the same name, and that tune featuring Jenny Beth of Savages joining Duke Garwood on vocals. Duke previously collaborated with our good friend Mark Lanigan on an album called Black Pudding. I remember talking about that with Mark when he was live in studio a while back, and he told me to keep an eye out for the new Duke Garwood, and man, that was some great advice. And Mark, along with Alain Johannes from Queens of the Stone Age, produced Duke's new album. It's his debut, again, called Heavy Love. Avi Buffalo, that band out of Long Beach, California, released their long-awaited second album, At Best Cuckold, in September last year. And just a week or two ago, Avi Zahner Eisenberg announced that Avi Buffalo are calling it quits, and they've detailed the reasons for hanging up their hat in a fairly lengthy Facebook update, and it seems appropriate to feature the song Memories of You from Avi Buffalo's last album. And BC Camplight, that band out of Manchester, England, via Philadelphia, and Brian Christenzio is the singer-songwriter in that band, and what a beautiful song, You Should Have Gone to School, from BC Camplight. And Chastity Belt out of Seattle with the title track from their upcoming album, Time to Go Home. And here's more music from Seattle. It's Joseph Giant with First and the Last to Know on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Make believe both our minds are
Born down in El Paso, where the tumbleweeds blow, to the middleweight champ of all Mexico. Dad fought many bloody battles, and he raised four sons. Chavo was the oldest one. Old man Gory could pop like a live grenade. Raised his boys in the way of the trade. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G. Chavo meant the most to me. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. He came from Texas seeking fortune and fame. Rose pretty quickly to the top of the game. Defender of the downtrodden, king of the hill. Tag team champion with Al Madrill. Before a black and white TV in the middle of the night, I'm lying on the floor, I'm bathed in blue light. The telecast's in Spanish, I can understand some, and I need justice in my life. Here it comes. Look high, is my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Red Shoes Dugan, holding his arm high, all out of breath. I hated all of Chavo's enemies. I would pray nightly for their death. Descending like fire on the people who deserved it most. Almost completely unknown, outside of Texas and on the West Coast. He was my hero back when I was a kid. Let me down, but Chavo never once did. You called him names to try to get beneath my skin. Now your ashes are scattered on the wind. I heard his son got famous and he went nationwide, coast to coast with his dad by his side. I don't know if that's true, but I've been told it's real sweet to grow old. You look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Woo!
it's just never come naturally. Apologies.
Pay Attention from Colleen Green. I Want to Grow Up is Colleen Green's first studio album after a mostly home-recorded discography. It was made at Sputnik Sound in Nashville with Jeff the Brotherhood's Jake Orrell and Diarrhea Planet's Casey Weisbuck as her backing band. I'm super excited to see if they go on tour with Colleen. Chicago band Braid with East End Hollows, that song from No Coast, their first album in 16 years. And Ty Segall, he released one of my top 10 albums of 2014 called Manipulator. He also just released a live CD, and in between those two, late last year, he released a singles compilation, and it included the song you just heard called Mother Lemonade. Hani El Khatib out of LA with the title track from their new album Moonlight, and John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats is an amazing storyteller, and on his latest album, Beat the Champ, he regales us with simple and beautiful stories of professional wrestling as seen by the fans as well as the wrestlers, and the complicated and beautiful lives of the people who work in professional wrestling, who he says do their best to entertain, to leave a mark, and when all else fails, to survive. You just heard the song The Legend of Chavo Guerrero from the Mountain Goats. And Seattle artist Joseph Giant kicking it off with First and the Last to Know. Thanks so much for tuning into the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I had a ton of fun today, and I hope you'll subscribe to all of our free podcasts. And until next time, KEXP is where the music matters.